It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I have to say, I said it yesterday, we had an abbreviated show, but we had such a great lunch at Funky Buddha. So yesterday, me, Crowder, Orande, the Ticket Wizard, Josh Appel, Amanda, Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha, we all met at Funky Buddha for lunch before the show tomorrow, yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had... I'm telling you, Ryan and KC hooked it up. First of all, we got there and they brought out the yucca tots and they brought out the little bread with ricotta and they brought out the wings and they brought out the bison meatballs. And I mean, I could go on and on. They just kept bringing stuff out.
Yes.
Barry, the Ticket Wizard, he got to try the, what is it? The raspberry, blueberry wheat. Blueberry cobbler
wheat ale. Oh my goodness.
It is so good. He couldn't believe how good it was. And then we all had, I had tuna tostones for lunch.
Delicious.
What'd you have, a burger or something?
I had the smash burger. Goodness gracious. My man back in the kitchen doing his thing.
I mean,
they have the best beer around. Like I always praise the beer. The food is delicious.
The food is delicious. There's video. I put video up on, well, it's probably gone from Instagram, but on Twitter, at Mark Hockman on Twitter, there's video because Crowder was kind enough to give everybody his new blends of Crowder powder. How about that, Solana? He was giving out free Crowder powder, not the little sampler bags, the actual containers. We all got them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen this kind of generosity from Channing Crowder before.
Did you check your mailbox today? Because the invoice was supposed to be sent.
He gave us the real deal. Was it real deal?
Real deal seafood and the nacho average taco seasoning.
I mean, we all walked out of there with Crowder powder. We didn't even know. We were just meeting for lunch. Here comes Channing Crowder. You know, it's funny. The Ticket Wizard. He loved the blueberry cobbler wheat ale.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, KC disappears in the back. Boom, there's a six-pack for you. Take it home. I mean, it was like we were on Oprah yesterday. You get a Crowder powder. You get a six-pack. It was just a tremendous afternoon.
Let me tell you this, Barry. I was like, hey, can I grab one and take it home? He's like, this is mine. I'm like, right. Yeah, I just want one. Like,
little taste of your own medicine. When you made me buy Crowder powder.
It's like, this is mine. I said, damn, Barry, I thought we were tight.
You're looking to watch college football tomorrow or pro football Sunday. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. You will love, obviously, the beer, but the food is so unheralded. You will love what you try if you've never been there before. Like, Barry had never been there before. He couldn't believe it.
He's never. Oh my goodness. That's the funny thing. It's like, oh, it's a brewery. No, it's not. It's a tap room. It is a damn restaurant that has a bunch of good beers because the food is those buffalo meatballs.
Yeah, the bison meatballs.
I felt funny because you kind of got on me. I was getting on y'all about taking the go plates. I had two. I took bison meatballs to go, and I had pork belly tacos to go.
You know, it's funny. So they put down some bison meatballs a couple spots on the table. So they put one between me and Orande. This is no joke. So Orande, he goes right into it and he's like, man, these are so good. So now I take a fork and I do like a half of a meatball. It's the only one left because he's eating them all. And I go, wow, you're right. That really is good. I'm like, if you want the rest of that. But I couldn't get the sentence out. He speared the meatball, put it right in his mullet. Gullet. Mullet would be hair. Gullet would be his mouth.
Let me tell you, OG ain't got no mullet. I just don't know if he can do that.
You got a double gullet.
I hit Barry in the head too. I went 5 for 6 on the meatballs with Barry down there too.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We have talked Dolphins for 3 hours and 9 minutes. This has been a wild football Friday. We haven't even looked at the upcoming games on Sunday. I'm going to, though. We had a decent night betting because Tua hit the over 4.5 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And I hope you got in on it, because that prop, whether he ever plays again or not, he could play 500 more NFL games. Don't ever bet his rushing over again. That prop has come to an end because he's never going to run again if he's out there. So,
what about Skyler's over? Because Skyler's an athlete. What about Skyler's over?
What? I dare you to bet a Skylar Thompson prop that's an over based on what you saw last night.
He's gonna run that going to college again. RPO.
He's gonna rocket a ball over Robbie Chosen's head.
Was he in meetings? I don't know if he was in offensive meetings this week.
I think it was different kinds of meetings. Here are your 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I am certain I will be an alcoholic by the end of this season. There is just no doubt in my mind. Because remember, before the season, you asked me Ryan Tannehill, and I told you a bottle of vodka to the dome. And now my choices are Skylar Thompson, Ryan Tannehill, or Tyson Bagent.
Hey, don't forget about Ben DiNucci.
We have another quarterback in the building. What's his name?
Boyle.
Boyle.
Yeah.
That was the weakest.
Vodka bottle to the dome.
That was the weakest shit I ever heard in my life. Yeah.
By the way, for people who want Crowder Powder, are the new blends up at CrowderPowder.com yet?
No. Next week.
All right. Next week.
Put the UPC in the SKUs.
Well,
in.
DM me on Instagram. I might sell you mine. Get in before they're up on the Crowder Powder.
Supply and demand. It's only one out there. You got action.
Yeah, so everything Mike McDaniel said today suggests the Dolphins are committed to Skylar Thompson. Obviously, that could change, but that's basically what he said today, that they're fully supportive of Skylar Thompson and his abilities to lead this team if Tua Tagovailoa has to miss games. They're not giving any sort of timetable. Mike McDaniel refused to do so today. He refused to comment or give any opinion on whether or not Tua should consider retirement as well. But that is where we stand right now. Tua's going to get some more, some further evaluation on his head today, and I imagine either at some point later this weekend or maybe sometime next week, we'll know more.
All right.
Obviously, the Dolphins don't play Sunday. They're off. They're in Seattle next Sunday, first road game of the season.
Looking at David Fiorones from the Sun Sentinel, some of his tweets just regarding the Mike McDaniel press conference today. Mike McDaniel said he's optimistic in Teron Armstead playing sooner than later. Yeah. It doesn't look like it's a worst-case scenario when you're worried about the season. Mike McDaniel said he's open-minded to the idea of urging Tua to wear a guardian cap in-game, which is now allowed by the NFL.
Hmm.
If I may make a suggestion, wear one to the mall. Wear it wherever you're going.
To the mall.
Mike McDaniel said Tua was highly communicative with trainers and doctors in the locker room last night. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said conversations about the how the team proceeds at quarterback started late last night. He said the team is, quote, very confident in Skyler. The Dolphins will bring in someone, though.
They have to.
Well, I mean, they've got Skyler and Tim Boyle, so they don't have to.
But they even have that emergency third or whatever.
Spot, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have. You gotta. You can't just ride with two. You gotta have another guy. And why wouldn't you want somebody learning the system? Now we've seen how fickle that is. That position with Tua. The concerns of that. You need somebody else to learn the system. That's why when you brought up Mike White being on Buffalo's practice squad. He's been in the system for over a year.
But you've got to put him on the roster. You've got to give him a roster spot. If you're going to take someone off someone else's practice squad, you've got to put him on the roster.
Perfect. So Robbie Chosen, hit the brick. Grant Dubose. Sorry, we need a roster spot. There you go. Just figured that out for you. I got Chris Greer, I got this one. Don't worry. I got you.
You're going to get rid of your 1 and 2? What I saw last night, that's your 1 and 2.
Crazy, man. Damn.
Really wild. Just wild.
That's a great analysis of that game. Damn.
But Crowder, just to kind of put a bow on last night, aside from Tua's concussion, aside from that, everything before, was this a one-off? Just things spiraled out of control for the Dolphins and their... not as bad as they looked last night? Or did they not narrow the gap between them and Buffalo?
They can't be, honestly, because I've said it. If Tua's healthy, like if this roster is a double-digit win roster. It's a 10-7 roster.
Didn't look like it even when he was in.
They can't be as bad as they were last night. I would say that's a one-off. They're not going to – Tua's not just throwing the balls to streaking cornerbacks running down the sideline to score touchdowns. Like, that's not what I've seen with the number one offense, number three yards, number one scoring, whatever it was last year. It is a one-off. That was a terrible game they played. But you can also say they haven't closed the gap on Buffalo. It's what we see.
Which is weird because Buffalo got worse.
Right.
Buffalo got worse. They lost their weapons. They lost defensive front. They made this damn Ed Oliver look like Reggie White last night. I was like, so.
It was crazy, right?
Ed Oliver.
Like Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Jefferson.
Hey, do y'all know who this 91 is? Is he invisible? But I would say it was a bad game, but it's the question. It's the thing I've been saying. They're going to have to, at some point late in the season and in the playoffs, if they make it, they're going to have to play a top dog AFC team. We saw them barely beat a mediocre AFC team in the Jags. Then they went to the big boys, and they got their ass rolled up on the sideline, quarterback injured, and watching the game, it looked as if they should not have been on the field with the Buffalo Bills.
Because you say they're a 10-win team. This roster's a 10-win team, double-digit win team. Okay, but they have been for the last 2 years. Like, that's what they were. I mean, we wanted to see, even if they lost, right? Like, even if they lost, but it was a close game, Josh Allen just beat you because he's Josh Allen, at least you come away saying, all right, you're not where you want to be, but you're close. I mean, they've lost 11 of their last 12 entering last night against Buffalo. Their last 4 times against Buffalo entering last night, they had lost. That was the worst loss of them all.
And just look at this, because I just pulled their schedule up. They go and beat the Seahawks next Sunday. Okay, the Seahawks aren't great. Then they play the Titans. Will Levis, we see what's going on with him. He threw one of the worst pass. I don't know if Tua's pass to that sideline might have been worse than Will Levis. That had me
out
mad.
Out of bounds, man.
You don't see the boy standing. The boy is standing there. Never mind.
Put it in the second tier. Like, just Pat Whiting.
Throw it to the 72 club. They beat the Seahawks. They can beat the Titans. They can beat the Patriots. So then they'll be the Dolphins. I'm just saying. Let's say that. So they're sitting there at 4-1, and we're all excited again. Then they got the Colts, the Cardinals. Not terribly hard game. Like, they could have a
great
record. You
don't think they're beating Seattle without Tua, do you?
Then they got to play the Bills, the Rams. Then they have to go to the Packers. Then they have to play the Jets, the Texans. We play a stretch of playoff teams late in the season when you're trying to make the playoffs. They're not – I can say – bro, I'm looking at the schedule. There's a 10-win season in this schedule. but you're going to play the big dog sooner or later. And that was our first opponent that really is competitive in the NFL, and they drug our ass up and down like we were the JV team.
10 wins with Tua, but I don't know. I mean,
what would you set the line at for Sunday if it's Skylar Thompson in Seattle?
Oh, Seattle.
And there's going to be no Teron Armstead, the way McDaniel made it sound like, hey, it's not season ending, but he didn't say he's going to be available next week.
Right.
5, Seattle?
I'd say 9.
-9?
I mean, what did you see last night that would lead you to believe they're going to go to Seattle or Seattle and beat that team or hang within a touchdown?
Seattle, what they beat the Broncos. They play the Patriots this week. We'll really see. The Broncos are garbage. The Patriots are garbage. You know? I don't know. I'm just positive. It's Skylar Thompson doesn't know the offense.
But it's not even Skylar. Like, James Cook looked like prime Adrian Peterson yesterday. He has 4 touchdowns in the last 2 seasons combined. He had 3 last night.
So I'm worried about this run defense now.
Man.
It's Chop Robinson. You need to start chopping knees. So do something over there.
All right, guys. Away from the Dolphins quickly, the Hurricanes are in action tomorrow.
You saw Let's go.
Cam Ward was on ESPN today. You saw that?
He was.
Yeah.
He was. He was terrific.
Pretty cool. 3:30 p.m. The 10th ranked team in the nation hosts Ball State. They're looking to remain undefeated. Miami's 2-0. 3:30 from Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow.
You can hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. I've heard the big open for the game that Victor Bermudez has put together. It is going to be a great broadcast as usual.
Couple other NFL notes. I told you earlier Russell Wilson will be listed as questionable. Mike Tomlin pretty much made it seem like Justin Fields is going to get the start anyways. They play the Broncos this week. And Jordan Love, questionable this Sunday for the Packers against the Colts. But how about this? Christian McCaffrey out Sunday versus Minnesota. And Tom Pelissero tweets that the Niners are considering placing Christian McCaffrey on the IR.
That is crazy. Now, it didn't look like they missed him in game one, which was wild. But we'll see if they can continue. Just then you have an argument for a system offense. If Brock Purdy, and if you could take out, you know, if you could have Mr. Irrelevant as your quarterback, and then you can lose Christian McCaffrey and they don't miss a beat, then you got a system there, man.
Yes.
I will go back to Tua for just 1 second here. Barry Jackson tweeted this out. He says that he's been inundated with questions about financial issues at stake amid the Tua concussion diagnosis. He says the Dolphins must pay Tua $167 million. That's what he was getting guaranteed. If he is never cleared by doctors to resume playing but does not retire. So that's the Chris Bosh situation, right, Hawk? Like, he's not cleared by doctors, but he wants to continue to play. Of that, $49.3 million is covered by insurance.
But how much is the cap hit? That's the real question. In other words, if he doesn't get cleared medically, because didn't the NBA make an exception then for Chris Bosh?
Man, I'd have to go back and look. I think there was some sort of like stipulation in the contract for these types of things.
The league would have to step in and say, because he's not medically cleared, while you still have to pay him, the salary doesn't count against the cap so that you can go out and replace him.
Right.
And I imagine the league would be faced with some sort of situation like that with Tua if he's not medically cleared. Now, if he's medically cleared and he chooses not to play, then I imagine he'd be giving up his money.
Yes.
He quit.
So that's not going to happen.
Correct.
It's way more nuanced to this emotionally and human being wise. You either, but no, Huck, it's either like, does this conversation, The doctors say I'm not allowed to play football, or the other side of it is I quit football.
But if you quit football, you walk away on $250 million. And the cap, it, I would imagine, remains.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are prevented from playing football, then there's got to be some sort of, I'm guessing, remedy by the league to help out the Dolphins.
Yes. And that conversation is a human conversation of, y'all see Tua sitting down. You've seen his little hands balled up and curled up. You've seen, like, he can't play anymore, but he signed his contract. Let's figure this out so that we can be a competitive team. Sounds good. And I do believe Roger Goodell would do that. But if Tua says, no, I don't feel safe playing, and doctors say, well, we've cleared you, now you just quit football. That's the fact. That's his.
Correct. Now, you could come to an agreement with the Dolphins so they can say, we're going to let you keep the signing bonus because, you know, we like you and we understand. Like that. But then I don't know what the cap ramifications would be.
You know why? Because guys that can play usually continue to play.
Boom.
And just to be clear, Mike Florio, he noted today that there is no concussion mention or protection in Tua Tagovailoa's new contract.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
The Tagovailoas are set for life. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
Inter-Miami, they're in action tomorrow.
Paulie is making a killing in the CFL. I mean, the exchange rate.
Can you adopt somebody older than you?
It's a good question, because you can adopt an adult, but can you adopt someone older than you?
Yeah. You like can adopt. Adopt me.
You That's can a good question.
An adult?
Yeah.
So you could adopt me right now?
I could.
That's a bad decision.
I mean, I don't think I could, because you have parents. So you can't just, like, but they would, if you got emancipated from your parents, but you can't get emancipated. You're already 30.
Well, I'm a legal adult, no?
Right. Yeah. I don't know how that works. Let me see. This is going to end up getting very messy for my searches, but how does one adopt an adult?
On the way to the house.
Ooh, I didn't expect that picture.
On the way to your house.
The process for adopting an adult involves several steps, including consent. The adult adoptee and the adoptive parent must both consent to the adoption. If the adoptee is married, their spouse may also need to consent. Paperwork. Complete the required... Can you believe that we're talking about this? Someone's getting in their car after that game. But we've done this for 3 hours and 27 minutes. I'm sorry if you're just getting in your car and you're hearing how to adopt an adult. Complete the required forms, including petition for adult adoption and consent of adult adoptee. You can get these forms from your local courthouse or online. Have the form signed in front of a notary public. Notaries are often available at banks, post offices, universities, libraries, law firm. File the petition with the court. Pay the filing fee. Attend a court hearing with the adult adoptee. The judge will ask questions to ensure everyone understands the legal implications of the adoption. If the judge grants the petition, an adoption order will be issued formalizing the parent-child relationship. The adult adoptee's birth certificate can be changed to list the adoptive parent as the biological parent.
Wow.
This could be, honestly, the greatest radio bit of all time. I adopt Solana and Jimmy. They literally become my children, my legal children.
I'm down. I'll pick up the bill.
You'll pick up the bill? I think I can get the ticket wizard. This can't be that much tougher than a ticket.
We got it.
And you break the news to my family next Wednesday with my dad on the air.
Like this. That's the best idea we've ever come up with.
Wow.
Y'all gonna move in with Hawk?
Is that wild?
You got room for me? I'll move in for a little.
I mean, wait till David gets introduced to his new brothers.
He'd be so hot.
And confused.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna lose weight. All he got over there is Kraft mac and cheese and Aperol Spritz. Y'all gonna lose weight.
Well, we gotta start by Lori breastfeeding them. I mean, we're gonna do this the right way.
Jimmy's all in now.
Jimmy, what goes better with a menthol than some breast milk?
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy's going to text on the thread. Are we serious about this?
Not to bring up a touchy subject. The breast milk may be a little out of date. I don't know if you've ever had sour milk before, but.
Oh, I didn't happen to that. I'm not laughing at that. Boy, y'all are crazy. T just texted me. Y'all ass just be talking about anything.
T, have you heard the seriousness of the conversations for the last 3 hours and 30 minutes?
Jimmy wants fresh milk. Oh, God, I ruined my stomach. Goodness gracious.
Somebody texts in. Good night, folks.
Check, please. Check, please.
I think somebody left this milk out. Jimmy, that's no way to talk about mommy.
Man. Wake up, Jimmy, that's stuck in your bed.
Man. Mark and Lori, I had a bad dream. All right, come in here, Jimmy. Put on your Victory Monday shirt.
Man, perfect day. Oh, I got my shirt. Oh, Jimmy's in.
Oh my!
Your weather from the domestic law firm.
You know what? I'll just stick to formula. I think that this is no good.
Just call me Hawk. No, Dad. Just call me Hawk.
Just don't give me any tuna packets.
No, Dad.
Come here, Jimmy. I don't think you wiped all the way.
Of life, huh?
I'm chasing him around the apartment with toilet paper. Lori he's got a breast pump out. He's had it out for 3 weeks. There's one drop.
Get him going. Take your milk thistle. Trying to get the Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
He got a monitor on Jimmy's bed. He's up, Mark. It's your turn.
Got a pee pee? Got a
Oh, goodness.
I'd take him to the doctor to get his vaccines, but he's old enough for the shingles vaccine. Thought you said you had a newborn. No, I said I had a new baby. He needs the shingles booster.
His vaccine and Cialis at the same time.
I don't know if he's colicky or arthritic. It's one of the two, and I need some help, doctor. All right, we got to wrap up this segment because, first of all,
he got reflux. Now he's drunk. Reflux. Took his screwdrivers all day. Hawk, I think you should do it. I think you should adopt Jimmy.
I think it's a great bit, and I'm certainly going to consider it this weekend. Can you imagine the Facebook post of me and Lori holding Jimmy?
Welcome. Welcome a new member into the family.
He gets on my back. We go to a stadium, you know. I got to go up the stairs to the suite. He's on my back. He's in a baby Bjorn.
Jimmy on your chest. Teach him how to ride a bike. Man, I can't wait for this. Man, I got my stomach hurting today. I can't fool with y'all no more.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Teach them somersaults at Gymboree.
100% chance of breast milk. That is your weather.
All right. We'll wrap things up. We'll get back into football in the next segment or something. I don't know. I thought we actually talked football in this segment, I think, kind of, didn't we? I don't know.
Yeah, we football.
You know what I want to play for you in the next segment? Dan Orlovsky. I haven't played the sound from him yet. He actually has suggestions of what the Dolphins should do at quarterback. So we'll play that for you in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. I was drinking me some Jack last night. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. Instead, they charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniel's, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, portions of alcohol volume. Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's owner, 7 Red Trademark, 2020. Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Somebody says, don't tell any family. Just send out your Christmas cards. And Jimmy on there.
Get Jimmy with Elf on the Shelf.
Funny, man.
He moves every night.
It's crazy. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Reminder, we've got our event, the 560 WQAM Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Smoke on the Water in Weston, Wednesday, September 25th. That's also going to be my gender reveal for my new child. So if you want to know the gender of my new children, come on out and enjoy a good cigar and fine whiskey and some sports talk and all that other nonsense. It's at Smoke on the Water in West End. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. By the way, you got to be 21 or over. Please drink responsibly. If you want to join us that night, you have to RSVP at WQAM.com and you get an invite and a complimentary cigar. I think it's sold out. You'll be waitlisted, but could potentially join us there. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in West End, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and official partner, the main man, and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. We do have to wrap things up tonight, but I want to play the Dan Orlovsky sound. Here's Dan Orlovsky. Took to social media after the Tua injury. He had some suggestions what the Dolphins could do at quarterback. Here's Dan Orlovsky.
I hope Tua is going to be okay. Obviously, I hope Tua is going to be okay. I think Tua should do what's best for Tua, and Tua and his family should determine what's best for him, and Tua and the Dolphins should determine what's best for him. I don't think we need 1,000 people telling Tua what he should or should not do. I do know this, as the Dolphins, they're a good football team, and there's obviously now that question that's reemerged of his health, and I think they have to make sure that the person that they have in place, if Tua decides to not play or he can't play for an extended period of time, he's got to play. I think they're a good football team. And if I were the Dolphins, I think the two places I would try and call first would be Kansas City for Carson Wentz. I don't think that they would let him go, and Jacksonville for Mac Jones. I think the Dolphins have to try and figure out or plan to figure out who can they have or go get to win football games with in case Tua can't or decides not to go again.
I mean, for the content alone, please go trade for Mac Jones. For the content alone, I have Ben Volen on hold. Please go get Mac Jones.
I got Carson Wentz, I'm okay with. You bring me Mac Jones, I'm riding with Skylar Thompson. Mac Jones? That's the answer?
Mac Jones.
Who? I don't want it. I don't want him.
What a wild Friday afternoon we just had. We shared a lot today. Zach Krantz is coming up after us tonight. Hurricanes football on this radio station Saturday, 3:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. I may be a new father, adoptive, of course, Jimmy and Solana adopting them. But in all honesty, I'm in my mid-50s. We talked about it with the Tua thing today. As you get older, you do become more aware that health is the most important thing. Hard to tell that to someone who's younger, but you get to your mid-50s like me, you may not feel like you used to. And that happens to guys in their 30s and their 40s. If you're not feeling like yourself, you don't have as much energy as you used to have. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Low testosterone might be the cause. That can cause a host of problems, including decreased energy and brain fog, bad sleep, bad workouts, lower sex drive. And a lot of guys, they just say, well, I'm getting older. That's what happens.
If you're feeling like that, you can actually treat it. You can treat that low T, change your life. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're the experts in treating low testosterone. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. If you're interested, schedule a consultation, learn even more in person, and then imagine a life with more energy. You know, a life where you're feeling like you used to. Your sex drive is back. You're sleeping better. You just feel like yourself again. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. There are 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. We all got through it together today, and I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about in the coming weeks. But there you go. That'll do it for us on this Football Friday. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. We will speak with you el lunes.
Tell Jimmy about the birds and the bees.
Mama, dada.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need, you need, need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.